Did you get that? I'm so confused.
Also, ich verstehe nur Bahnhof.
You only understand train station? It's all Greek to me.
Understanding Train Station. Living Between Cultures with Josh and Phelan.
Welcome back to another episode, everyone.
Welcome back.
This is Josh and...
this is Phelan.
As you can tell if you're watching on YouTube, it's the same day that we actually recorded the last episode, but we decided to take advantage of the opportunity of both of us being in the same place together, because it's the easiest with the technology and everything, to do another dialects episode. These are some of our favorite episodes to do, at least I can speak for myself. It's one of my favorites to do, where we asked you guys on various occasions to send in audio files of you speaking your dialect or your version of English.
Or German.
And we get the opportunity to try to figure out what you're saying, and then secondly, guess where you're from based off of your dialect.
And I think this is the fourth episode of these.
I believe so.
And honestly, every time we always thought, oh, this time we can like finish all the audio files that we got, and then we're never able to finish them. And I don't think we're going to be able to finish them today, because you guys keep sending us such good ones.
That's what I was
going
to say, and they keep coming in too, because people listen to the episodes at different times.
Right.
And so, I mean, even if you have some new ones, keep sending them in, because it's kind of a fun thing that we do each time that we see each other in person.
Exactly. You just be prepared that it might be a few months until we actually listen to yours. But you can do so if you go to anchor.fm/understandingtrainstation. And then I don't know if it's different in different languages, but I think in the English version, it'll just say like send message or like a little
send
plus sign and
or
message
something,
or something, I think. And then it'll direct you to like the voice recording. And then there is a 1 minute limit, which honestly is kind of good for this format, because that means that we don't have to listen to like 15 minute long recordings. And even with the 1 minute limit, it's still long enough.
Yes.
But if you want to send like a second one after that, you're just going to have to re-record like a second one, give us like a part two or something.
Yeah. And it's nice too when you guys send them in, if you do like a sentence or whatever in your dialect, then in the standard version, and then tell us what it means.
Yeah, definitely tell us what it means in the
and
end
where
or
you're
where it's
from.
Yeah, because otherwise we can guess and then we don't actually know what the right solution was in the end. But try to not put the solution into the title of the recording, because then once we listen to it, we already know before we actually listen. I think...
Aber ohne viel drumherum.
Yeah. Without further ado, is that how you
exactly.
say it? Yep. Let's jump into the first recording that we have for today. I'm just like basically going through the list, and the last one that we had was Reinhard in the last episode, and we're going to start with Gal this time.
Hi, Josh and Feli. My name is Gal, and I'm not from the U.S. I moved here 13 years ago, and I've been living in California for the past 11 years. I moved to get my master's in University of Pennsylvania and lived there for 2 years, and then moved to California. I came across Feli's YouTube channel a couple of months ago, and I really enjoyed it. And then I discovered your podcast, and I've been listening and catching up on recordings since then, and I really enjoyed your conversation, so thank you for that. I'm gonna tell you where I'm from, just so you know, but people usually can't detect where my accent is from, so
I'm guessing that she's Israeli.
Really? I have no
I'm guessing
idea.
I could be completely wrong, but it just sounds, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just feel like she might be Israeli.
I feel like it's not an accent that I recognize, so I don't think I have a friend who's from that country, so that's definitely possible.
So, I could be completely wrong, but that's just my initial guess.
Yeah, I don't really have a qualified guess, so.
Actually from Israel.
Hey! Yeah. I'm so proud of myself.
I hope you'll be able to use my video. Thank you.
Thank you, Gal.
Thank you for sending that in. How did you know that, Josh?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, her name is Gal, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that helped, I think, with, what's her name, Gal Gadot? So that kind of helped locate somewhat based off of the name. But, I mean, I've heard a couple of Israeli people speak English, and I don't know. She has a very good accent. It sounds very American, but there just were a few things that sounded... I don't know, had Israeli flair to them.
Interesting.
See, I think it was the combination of knowing her name and also just the accent.
Yeah. All right, the next one is Jason.
Hello, this is Jason. So calling for my dialect test here. So mine might be a bit interesting. Talk here a little bit before I say where I'm from. but I am actually living in Texas. I was born outside of Dallas and grew up there. So Dallas is a little bit interesting too, even though it is, you know, you've got plenty of Texans there. There's actually a ton of people that weren't from there. All my teachers from like places from like New York and friends were from places like Ohio. So a nice little mix there. And then with myself, my parents are both Nebraskans. So I don't know if my dialect would be considered Texan, or maybe it's got enough Midwest influence. I will say, though, that everything is a Coke. There is no such thing as pop, okay, other than like popcorn. All right.
Okay. I would not have guessed that he's Texan based off of that, based off of his accent.
Yeah.
But the Coke thing is very Southern.
That's funny. I mean, that's the one thing that we've been talking about every single time, mm-hmm. I think, how like soda versus pop versus like Southern places that just call everything that's a soda Coke.
Yeah.
Or like the sneaker versus gym shoe versus tennis shoe, mm-hmm. discussion. Those are like the few examples that you can kind of pinpoint where someone's from, like what they call those things. For him, honestly, like I'm obviously not a native speaker, but to me, he just sounds like a regular American.
Yeah, I was going to say he has a very general American accent, which makes sense because it sounds like he's kind of had lots of different influences, yeah, in his upbringing as far as accent is concerned. But like I said, based off of that, I didn't hear, I mean, I'm not a linguist, but I didn't hear many hints of Southern or Texan, yeah, besides him telling us that he would say Coke for, right, any sort of soft drink.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, he said that there's some Ohio influence, mm-hmm. too. So maybe that's why it also sounds familiar to me. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I was going to say, too. And I'm glad that we have a couple more English ones now, yeah, too, is I feel like it's harder in English to detect, at least American English, yeah, detect where someone's from based off of their accent, for unless sure. it's like one of the main categories.
Yeah. If it's like a super strong Boston accent, yeah, or something like that.
There's less variation between the American accents, in my opinion, yeah, than there are in the German ones,
yeah,
or dialects. So I'm excited though, because then it's more challenging in that sense then.
Okay, the next one I think is German because, mm-hmm. the headline is in German. It says Rudi Aufgabe, and then the next one is going to be Rudi Auflösung. So okay, the task and then the solution.
Yo, servus, Josh, the Austrian guy und Feli. Mein Land ist ja nicht schwer zu erraten, das weiß ich. Und weil man hier in meiner Region eigentlich ziemlich Hochdeutsch spricht, werde ich euch einen Satz aus meinem Nachbarbundesland geben. Und zwar, ja, grüß dich, du gibst mir Eitrige mit einem Buckel und ein 16er Blech dazu, bitte.
16er was?
Auflösung kommt.
Brezel is what I heard, but I don't think that's it.
Gibst mir eine Eitrige, yeah, mit einem Buckel?
Buckel, I don't know.
Was ist Eitrige nochmal?
Eitrige ist Käsekreiner.
Okay, haben wir da nicht drüber geredet? Jetzt reden wir Deutsch gerade. didn't we? Okay, sorry guys. This was all in German. Mm-hmm. This guy's from Austria, which
is very clear by his accent.
Yeah, and he said that too, and he gave us like kind of like a dialect little challenge, and I feel like the Eitrige, I think we talked about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was on record or off record.
I think it was off record. But I mean, for those of you who don't know what an Eitrige is, it's a type of sausage that I think is really typical in Austria. I've never seen it
Käsekreiner
here.
Käsekreiner gibt's hier auch.
Okay.
I would just never call it that.
Yeah.
It's such a nasty word for it.
Wait, you would call it a Käsekreiner, not an Eitrige.
Yes.
Because an Eitrige or a Käsekreiner is a sausage that's filled with cheese. Mm-hmm. So when you heat it up or bite into it, the cheese will pop.
Yeah.
And I forget what Eitrig actually means in English, but it's like pussy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was like, what's Eiter nochmal in,
yeah, yeah,
in English?
So it's called, yeah, a pussy one.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting,
exactly,
to think about. But that's what an Eitrige is.
Yeah, and then hat er gesagt, Eitrige mit einem Buckel.
So he also said Eitrige, you're speaking German again.
Yeah, sorry.
So then he said, I don't know what a Buckel is.
I mean, Buckel.
I'm guessing a type of bread.
Buckel in general, do you know what a Buckel in general is? Oh, okay. I don't even know how to...
Well, like this. Du kannst mir den Buckel runterrutschen.
Yeah,
so like it can mean your back.
Can be your back, but Buckel in general is just a bump.
Like a hump?
Yeah, a hump. It can be anything, really. It can be der Buckel von einem Kamel.
Okay, yeah, so...
Or like, I mean, that's also a Höcker, but like anything, any animal that has like... Or man kann auch einen Buckel machen.
Yeah, you have a hump back?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, or...
But what could that mean? I'm guessing it's a type of bread if it's related to the Käse Greiner.
Possible. And then I have to listen to the last part of it again because it was something 16er and then so, I didn't understand.
I understood Breze, but that doesn't really make sense.
Hold on, where did it start? Here.
Ja, grüß dich. Du gibst mir Eiträge mit einem Buckel und ein 16er Blech dazu, bitte.
Brechter. Oder Brecht Auflösung oder Brechter.
Auflösung kommt im nächsten Clip.
Ein 16er Brecht.
I have Brechter no clue what that could be.
Dazu. I mean, we understood most of it, but the last part, I just don't know what a 16er... Maybe that's like a drink?
Maybe.
I have no clue,
but I guess as far as dialect, where in Austria that would be, I don't know. It sounds relatively just kind of standard Austrian.
That's
if you
what
will.
I was gonna say too.
It doesn't have any strong. I mean, probably the words like the Eitrige and a whatever this last word. They're probably very traditional or indicative of where they're
like
from. But I'm guessing
Oberösterreich. Well, that's what.
It sounds a little
guess
more like Niederösterreich to me, based off of like some of the sounds.
Yeah,
but it could be either.
I actually don't know.
But I don't think it's like from southern Austria or Tirol or anything like that.
I usually just know, do I understand it? Does it sound like similar to or people how people speak here? Or is it pretty like different? Because if it's like Vorarlbergerisch or something, it sounds like Swiss to me. So yeah, I'm honestly like pretty bad with Austrian dialects to know where exactly they're located.
Mm-hmm.
But I was almost like, it sounds a little bit Wienerisch to me, but it's not like the typical Wiener dialect,
uh-huh,
though. But it's just like, it has that typical Austrian like draw.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Auflösung, solution.
So, hier die Auflösung. Ich hätte gern eine Wurst mit einem Brötchen und einem Bier.
Okay.
Okay.
Die Wurst, weil Eitrige ist ein ziemlich grauslicher Begriff für eine Käsekreiner, was eine österreichische Wurstspezialität ist. Ein Pugel ist eine Semmel, ein Brötchen, habe ich auch nicht gewusst. Und ein 16er Blech, das ist ziemlich spannend.
Blech.
Okay. Also ich habe schon irgendwas mit B, Blech, aber halt ja, 16er aha Blech, okay.
Das ist ein Bier von der Marke Otterkringer.
Mhm. Ah, okay.
Und die Marke Otterkringer hat ihren Sitz im 16. Wiener Gemeindebezirk.
Ah.
Und deswegen 16er Blech in der Dose. Ja.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
Jo, Bussi, hab ich lieb, danke. Servus.
Bussi, servus.
But we don't know what dialect, I mean, where it's from. I mean, I'm assuming it's more Wienerisch or Viennese because, I mean, if that's where the beer is from, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. But,
yeah.
I mean, basically he's explained, and just to translate, he explained what the type of sausage was that we were just explaining
we
ourselves.
Yeah, we guessed that right.
So then that was correct.
The second one was a bread roll, which we also guessed, or mm-hmm, you assumed.
Yeah.
Which does make sense. It's like a little hump.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing was, as I guessed, a drink, like a beer in particular, a very specific beer by a certain brewery.
Otterkringer.
And then it's the type of beer. What did he say? Is like the 16er
so
just one beer by them? Or
well,
is all beer by that brewery called 16er?
My understanding is, my understanding is they have a product. Didn't he say they have a production facility
in
the 16th
district
of Vienna? So that's why people refer to it as a 16er.
Yeah. So like I'm assuming that every 16er is a beer from that brewery.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. And then Blech was the word that I didn't understand earlier, meaning a like metal, basically, like in a can. So
exactly,
it's not a bottled beer. Danke an den Rudi. Das
Vielen
war sehr
Dank
interessant. Next up is Vanessa.
Hey there. I think you'll hear quite easily where I'm from, but maybe try to guess a more specific region within the state. So first off, a short dialogue.
Well, first of all, she's German. Sorry.
Mo halt. Also the Aderwahl. In standard German, that
stop
would...
Okay, the
again
first one was pretty obvious.
Wie geht's?
Muss halt.
Okay, I didn't
know that. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It was not a dialect that I'm very familiar with at all, so...
There's a yes sound. I'm guessing it's like Kölsch or something.
Yeah.
Wie geht's? Mo halt. Also, wie Aderwahl. in standard German?
I have no clue.
I didn't understand the last part. Like, vielleicht irgendwie sowas wie alles wie immer oder alles. Es klang irgendwie so ein bisschen wie alles.
I'm sorry
that I always switch back into German when we talk about a German dialect. It's just harder to speak about it in English. So yeah, maybe a Cologne or like a Northern German, because the gates sound a little bit like...
I feel like it's more central to southwest, okay. But more central west is just the way it sounds to me. But something. I can't, more than central west Germany, I can't. I have nothing that I can grab onto that says, oh, this makes me
I just feel
here.
Like I've never heard that before in my life. It must have been a very strong example, maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's
see what she says.
Yeah, standard German, that would be, wie geht's? Muss halt. Also wie immer.
Okay, so you were right.
I'll leave the English translation to you and record a second part with a longer example and the solution of where I'm from.
Okay, cool. Thank you, first of all. So yeah, the English translation would be, how are you doing? Or no, how is it going?
Yeah.
It has to, or it must. That's like a typical German response. It's like, how is it going? It's going because it has to, kind of like that. And then same old, kind of everything.
Same as always.
As always, yeah. Yeah, she hasn't told us yet where she's from, so let's listen to the second part.
Here is the second part with the longer example. Der Spätzl von meinem Papa hat gestern sein Geburtstag groß no gefeiert. Sei Wei ist dafür extra zum Bruder gegangen, damit Tower ein Jahr gut ausschaut.
Hold on.
Okay, this is
now
like completely different.
I'm
so confused too. Like,
was that Bavarian before?
I did not sound like Bavarian to me before.
I mean, yeah, okay. They in Bavarian also sometimes you do the like
but
gates
it,
or
I
something.
I mean, what did she said like Muhalt?
Muhalt, yeah, Muhalt.
Which.
Yeah, ich meine...
But it's not like, it's not, it's, I feel like it's from northern Bavaria.
Maybe, but that sounds like typical just this area, yeah.
I see.
Hold on, I'm going to have to back up. I was so thrown off by it.
I was not ready for that either.
Okay.
Here is the second part with the longer example. Der Spätzl von meinem Papa hat gestern sein Geburtstag groß no gefeiert. Sei Wei ist dafür extra zum Bruder gegangen, damit Tower ein Jahr gut ausschaue. Und dann haben so viel gesoffen, dass nimmer still haben können. In standard German. Okay.
You're right. It does actually sound very, just like, more standard Bavarian to me. But what were you going to say?
Ein bisschen Niederbayerisch. I understood most of that, but there was like one little part that I didn't understand at all.
Play it again then. Cause
did you understand most of it?
I felt like I understood all of it. I just don't remember the specifics.
Let's do sentence by sentence, maybe.
The longer example.
Because it's also hard to remember.
Der Spätzl von meinem Papa hat gestern sein Geburtstag groß no gefeiert.
Yeah. Der Spätzl von meinem Papa hat gestern seinen Geburtstag groß angefeiert.
Angefeiert?
Oder was hat sie gesagt?
Oh, das weiß ich nicht. Auf jeden Fall gefeiert.
Yeah.
also, a friend of my dad's celebrated his birthday yesterday.
Sei Wei ist dafür extra zum Bruder gegangen, damit Tower ein Jahr gut ausschaue.
Okay, das that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I didn't...
Seine Frau, sein Vibe.
Das habe ich... went to his brother?
Ist extra nach...
Her brother? Someone's brother.
Ah, I heard like... Bruder.
Sei Wei ist dafür extra zum Bruder gegangen, damit Tower ein Jahr gut ausschaue.
Vielleicht ist es auch nicht Bruder. Ich habe irgendwie Bruder verstanden.
Bruder.
But no, his wife... went somewhere. I thought to his brother, but maybe it was a different word than brother, but I didn't understand the rest.
No, I didn't understand
Aschauer.
That either.
Extra zum Bruder gegangen, damit Tower ein Jahr gut ausschaue. Und dann haben so...
Something good.
Yeah.
Irgendwas gut ausschaue.
Ja, gut ausschaue. Und dann
haben
they
drank
so much that
they
couldn't stand. Yeah, that they couldn't stand anymore.
In standard German, der Freund meines Vaters hat gestern seinen Geburtstag groß nachgefeiert.
Also nachgefeiert. Ich dachte schon, was er angefeiert. Ja, nachgefeiert.
I mean, but she said o-feiert.
Ja. Ich glaube, sie hat es anders gesagt, aber...
Ah, okay.
Also, müssen wir noch was dranhören?
Groß noch gefeiert.
Noch gefeiert.
Ah, noch gefeiert. Das war okay, yeah. That makes sense then.
Der Freund meines Vaters hat gestern seinen Geburtstag groß nachgefeiert. Seine Frau ist dafür extra zum Friseur gegangen, damit die Haare auch wirklich gut ausschauen.
Das habe ich nicht verstanden. I didn't understand that either.
Und dann haben sie so viel getrunken, dass sie nicht mehr stehen konnten. I'm from the northern part of the Upper Palatinate in Bavaria.
Okay.
Okay, so like the northern part of the Oberpfalz, right?
That's what you kind of thought, but that doesn't sound like Pfälzisch at all or like anything up there. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Where? I want to listen to that one part again.
Yeah.
Wir extra zum Bodergange, damit Tor a ja gut ausschaue. Wir extra zum Bodergange.
What is that word for friseur? Okay, so I just looked up what that word for friseur was, so for hairdresser, and it was Boda. So like the dialect word for Bada, which goes back to like people who bathe other people.
Oh.
So like a barber, basically.
Ah, okay, interesting.
Yeah. So I didn't know that word.
No, I've never heard that either.
Okay, danke Vanessa. War yeah. sehr cool, sehr aufschlussreich.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is from Lisa.
Hey Josh, hey Feli. It's Lisa again. I was part of the first episode of Y'all Speak Funny, but recently I came across a pretty nice tongue twister in a Bavarian song. And it's fast and it's hard to understand. It makes no sense, but it's funny. So
I'm ready.
Yes.
Please guess first and then I try to explain the meaning.
Okay.
So dodadirda, dodadadadadien, dodadadadadien, dovadadadadadiert.
Boy da.
Something dir, vielleicht irgendwas mit einer Dirn oder tun, aber ich eine Dirne ist ja zum Beispiel ein sorry, switching between languages, would be like a Bavarian dialect word for a woman.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
I don't understand much of it. Something about...
Or even a prostitute sometimes, I think. But that's the only thing that I could think of. And then a bunch of just articles.
Yeah.
Di, da, da, probably like... the
da and probably something with there. Like, da, like, er würde was machen.
Yeah, dat, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But other than that, I didn't understand it. No. Can you play it one more time?
Of course. And then da 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 something da wäre blah blah blah. I don't know.
I have absolutely no clue.
So in standard German, it's da vertrocknet dir.
Oh.
Da würde dir vertrocknen. Da würde dir auch vertrocknen. Da wäre dir vertrocknet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, it's about a plant who dries up in different tenses. Also es ist in verschiedenen Zeiten. It's funny. I wanted to share it with you. Maybe you have some fun with it.
No, it's a good one.
Yeah, I like the podcast. I'm so happy every two
Thank
weeks
you.
When I can hear it. And so keep up and bye.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you. That was super sweet.
Now I want to listen to it again knowing what it means.
Hold on. Ich verstehe es trotzdem
also,
nicht.
Also dirt oder dirn bedeutet anscheinend vertrocknen.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. That's like next level Bavarian.
Oh yeah, that is very next level. All right, next up is Oliver. Or Oliver. We'll find out.
Let's see.
Let's see if you can guess where I'm from.
Oliver.
To learn my language, you need two important words. And that's Heather and Soy.
I think I know where he's from.
So let's start with Soy. Bin ich? Biste?
Ist jetzt doch Deutsch.
Okay, then
ich war mir nicht auf Deutsch vorbereitet, oder? Das ist doch Deutsch oder das ist Jiddisch oder sowas.
I have no clue where he's from, actually, now.
Is es? Sima? Seida? Sinse?
Das klingt für mich wie... Schwäbisch oder sowas in der Art oder Hessisch oder irgendwie
See,
sowas, Seider, Simmer oder es könnte auch sogar fast ein bisschen bayerisch sein. Es sind halt die Konjunktionen von...
It's possible. I mean, at the same time, it does sound Germanic somewhat, but for whatever reason, I feel like when he was speaking English, he had more of a Finnish accent.
A Finnish accent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm guessing he might be Finnish because that also what he was saying sounds slightly Finnish to me.
Yeah, I mean,
I could be completely wrong though. This
I have
is just
no clue what he's giving, what kind of words these
yeah,
are.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, I can find words that sound similar in German to what he's saying.
Hold on, let's keep listening.
And the next word is Heather, but this is on the next recording.
Okay, let's listen again. You're right; he does sound a little bit Scandinavian.
Let's start with Soy. Bin ich?
It's just funny because to me,
sounds like
it sounds like bin ich, Zimmer, also sind wir, seid ihr.
It's possible.
It's although, like, it could be completely German, except for that last word where he said, like, helle or whatever that was.
Biste?
Bist du?
Ist er?
Ist
es?
Is this? Yeah.
Sima, Saida, Sinze.
You might be right.
And Sinze as Zinzi.
Yeah.
But that also doesn't really make sense because that's not even one word. That's like, are we? Are they?
Yeah.
That's like two random words.
But you're right. It sounds too close to German now for it to be something else. So now I'm very confused.
Maybe it's Plattdeutsch or something.
I felt like his accent didn't sound typical German.
No, not at all. That's the thing. Not at all. He sounds like, I mean, at first I thought he was an English native speaker.
Oh, okay.
And then towards the end, I was also like, yeah, okay. Now I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know which language I'm listening to.
When he was speaking English, he sounded like Scandinavian, but for me, very Finnish, but I could be completely wrong.
And the next word is Hemme.
Hemme or
Helle is what I understand.
Is it with an L or with an M?
Helle.
Yeah, that's what I also understand. But that again doesn't really make sense. No, so you might be right. And see,
he might conjugate it like he did the other one too. Is that it? Is it just the one word?
Yeah, and then I think the next recording.
Okay.
But this is on the next recording.
Yeah, okay. I guess so. But a lot of Scandinavian languages are pretty close to German. Finnish.
Except Finnish.
It would not be the one, yeah. But maybe it's like Danish or something like that, or Norwegian.
And now the second word is Hevre. So let's try it out. If you want to learn my language,
he keeps saying language rather than dialect.
Conjugate this word.
Yeah, it's not German.
Hevish, hoste, hoda.
Okay, so it's Germanic.
Yeah, like Hoste sounds like a Swabian person is saying hast du.
Yeah, you're right. I have no clue now. I'm so confused.
Hevema, hevese.
And that doesn't sound German.
Ah, it's Luxembourgish.
Ah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Luxembourgish.
Okay, and now in the next recording, because there's a third one by him, it actually says the words spelled out in the title. So I'm going to give that away real quick. The first one, I don't know, remember how he pronounced it, soy, S-O-Y, like in Spanish. And then the second one is heve with a W, or at least that's how it's spelled. So H-E-W-E.
I'm guessing it's Luxembourgish.
Okay, that's a good guess. I would have never, I would have had no clue.
Uh-huh.
And here's the solution. I'm from the Odenwald.
Where's the Odenwald?
That's it. I was like, is there anything else coming?
Where's the Odenwald?
It sounds German.
Maybe it's really close to the...
I do not know.
I have no clue. This guy is very, very much confusing.
Odenwald is a low mountain range in the German states of Hessen.
Okay.
Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg.
So I was wrong.
I'm still very confused what that even meant now.
Hatten? So haben. Haben.
Nee, es war Hewe.
Hewe.
Wurde das geschrieben.
So wie have, Hewe. Vielleicht.
Ja, Hewe, ja. Yeah.
I have no clue.
Also, ich meine, das erste, es klang ja schon immer sehr deutsch.
Yeah, it did. You're right.
I'm so confused.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't even think I can Google this now.
No.
It would take me a while. But,
well, that definitely tripped me up.
Yeah,
I had no clue.
Like his English accent confused us.
Yes.
And then it sounded like German so much, but then also didn't. Okay, we were completely off.
Yeah, we were wrong. You got us good on that
one. So he's from a region in Germany. Where exactly, though, I guess we don't know because it says Odenwald, which I have heard Odenwald before.
Okay.
But disclaimer, I'm not the best at geography. I don't always know exactly where different regions are. So it seems like that
like northern Bavaria
region could be in different states.
Yeah, northern Bavaria... Hesse.
I just looked it up on Wikipedia and there's like such a long description of the different dialect groups that are spoken in that area. And even just that little paragraph on which dialects exist there are very confusing.
Yes,
so
it's...
that kind of shows how many dialects we have in Germany.
So now I feel better about not knowing it.
Yeah. I was like,
but
oh,
thank
maybe
you for
it's
sharing.
Luxembourgerisch.
Well, yeah, who knows?
Okay, next up we have Anne-Kathrin, I think.
Hello, Josh. Hello, Feli. This is Anne-Catherine, and I'm giving you examples of my dialect now.
Franken?
So normally I don't speak like this, except when I'm talking to my grandmothers, for example. But let's go with the first sentence. Jetzt hau halt mal gescheit drauf im Muggelbatsche, sonst geht die Prämie nie weg.
Was geht nicht weg? Okay, also auf jeden Fall schon wieder irgendwas Bayerisches.
Ja.
Jetzt hau halt mal gescheit drauf und dann irgendwas geht sonst nicht weg, aber ich habe nicht genau jedes einzelne Wort verstanden. So something like, hit that, like, was sagt man gescheit? Hit that harder.
Properly.
Hit that properly. Otherwise, something isn't going to go away or something like that. But I didn't understand every single word.
So normally I don't speak like this, except when I'm talking to my grandmothers, for example. But let's go with the first sentence. Jetzt hau halt mal gescheit drauf im Muggelbatsche, sonst geht die Bremie ja nie weg.
Die Bremie.
This means in standard German.
Willst du es hören? Do you want to hear it? The solution?
Yeah, let's hear the solution because I can't figure it out. But no. I'm guessing it's some sort of, I don't know.
I don't even know what they're hitting.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that either.
I think she also used like a pet name for her. But
okay.
We'll see. Jetzt schlag halt einmal richtig drauf mit dem Fliegenklatschen, sonst geht die Bremse ja nie weg.
Eine Bremse wahrscheinlich.
Die Bremsen, ja.
And the second sentence,
she didn't even like, she just kept that word in the standard German version too, which like I wouldn't call it that, but so that would mean now hit it properly with the
fly swatter.
Fly swatter. Otherwise, the fly is never going to go away. Which, like, do you have an English word for a Bremse? Because that's like a specific fly.
Yeah, it's a type of fly.
Okay.
That's very aggressive and annoying.
Yeah, they exist here. Maybe they don't even exist.
I think if you look up Bremse, it just says fly.
Okay. They're usually like bigger.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I think they also
I think the English word is big ass fly.
The proper American English term for it is big ass fly. Okay.
And the second sentence is Hoi, das han ja gar nicht denkt, dass das Cannabis neu ist. And in standard German.
Okay, hoi, das habe ich jetzt nicht geglaubt oder nicht gedacht, dass blah blah blah. I didn't understand the rest of that. So I didn't think that. Some and then something nicht, but
mm-hmm. Can you play it again?
Yeah.
And the second sentence is, "Hoi, das han ja gar nicht denkt, dass das Cannabis null ist."
Das habe ich gar nicht gedacht, dass
das
etwas null ist. Neu, vielleicht neu. Neu, hat sie gesagt, oder?
Und ich dachte vielleicht auch irgendwie, war da nicht Kana, also irgendwie so oder irgendwas mit Keiner oder Keine. But no, really, I only understood the first part of the sentence.
And in standard German, this means, ach, das habe ich gar nicht gedacht, dass das Sofa neu ist.
Ach, das Sofa. Also neu hat gestimmt.
But
neu
then she
was
said
right.
Fi again, right?
Yeah.
Sofa
then,
neu.
Dass das Sofa neu ist. So, oh wow, I didn't think that the couch or the sofa was new.
Oh.
Oder?
Yeah, no, you're right. I was thinking Fi, like,
ach so,
very, like,
aber was wäre dann
Sofa neu?
Neu.
It's just that it's so new. But I think yours makes more sense.
I think it's the sofa.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So now you have time to guess where's my dialect from. The solution is that I'm from Schwaben.
Oh, we didn't guess.
Sorry, I tried to stop it.
Yeah, it's okay, but I wouldn't have guessed.
I was just going to say Bavaria.
Yeah,
again,
I was
like,
going to actually guess Bavarian.
Mainland Bavaria.
I was going to guess Bavaria, but there was a couple sh in there, which would have put me more towards like Augsburg.
Mm-hmm.
But... No, I probably wouldn't have guessed like Schwäbisch.
No,
like
it didn't. Swabian. It doesn't sound like typical Swabian. It definitely sounds pretty Bavarian still. Which, like, I mean, part of Swabian, Swabia?
Swabia.
Part of Swabia is in the state of Bavaria.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's all mixed, as we've talked about before. Dialects mix, like, basically, it's like
a continuum.
Spectrum. Yeah, it's continuously mixed with each other. And then in some villages or some regions, they have, like, a funny mix of different accents.
Yeah.
But you could definitely tell that she was from Southern
Germany.
By her rolled R, even. Well, danke an Katrin.
Ja, vielen Dank.
So next up, we have Bob, who's one of our patrons, and he actually sent this via email. I would personally prefer if you guys sent it via the Anchor option, because that way we have everything in one place and we can just go through the list. But of course, we wanted to listen to what he sent us. He says, it's a snippet in a true English dialect, not an accent. You featured mostly German dialects in your first episode, so I thought you might find this interesting. Doris is my mother-in-law, so let's listen to it.
I love that you pronounce Doris in the German way.
Why did I do that? I don't know.
And that's so weird. This is my German, my mother-in-law.
It was literally just because it was put in
quotations,
yeah. Quotation marks. And because my brain is currently in like German and English, uh-huh. I saw a word that was like kind of highlighted differently in the text. I just thought I had to pronounce it in the other language. No, I'm sure it's Doris.
Hello, this is Doris. I'm going to sing a song.
Aw, she's so sweet.
In my native dialect.
Oh my God.
Right. Whist man had you cop, I'll tell you all an awful story. Whist man had you cop, I'll tell you about the worm. This is about
Patron
Monument.
You're going to have to replay some of it.
Yeah, I understood. I'm going to tell you an awful story.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the first part. What is
that? Yeah, whist man is what I understood, but I don't know what that means.
I understood that too. I didn't know what that was. And then I didn't really understand the second part. She said something like, I'm going to tell you an awful story, and then I'm going to tell you...
I have to hear these things twice because I forget exactly what it was.
Whist man, had you called? I'll tell you all an awful story.
Is it had you called? No.
Maybe had you called, or I understood how'd you go.
How'd you go? Okay.
Whist man, had you gob? I'll tell you about the worm.
Had your gob?
I'll tell you. Hold on.
Sorry.
No, you get it.
Whist man, had you gob? I'll tell you all an awful story. Whist man, had you gob? I'll tell you about the worm.
About the womb?
About the womb?
About the womb is what I thought. But
yeah, I couldn't.
And
I think
she said how'd you gob?
Okay.
But I have no clue. It's really hard to understand, actually.
This is about Pinchot Monument, and the worm was large and wrapped itself around the monument.
And the monument, worm.
It's between Newcastle and County Durham.
Okay.
In England?
What does whistman mean?
Oh, whistman.
Whistman means... Be quiet, and I'll tell you the story.
Hold your gob.
A terrible story.
Hold your gob.
Gob means your mouth.
Okay.
Be quiet, correctly.
And you'll listen to the story.
Hold your gob. Okay. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
I had that mouth.
Yeah. It makes sense, though, because there's a word called gobsmacked.
Okay.
Which is like really surprised.
Okay, I don't know that word.
Which would make sense, like they smack your gob, like, so they hit your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, interesting. I hadn't heard that before, but no.
I didn't really understand the part about the monument.
Yeah, I guess there's some monument, it sounds like, in northern mm-hmm. England.
But
there's a worm a big worm that wrapped itself around the monument, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. So is that, hold on. Now you can listen to it again.
Whist man, had you gob, I'll tell you all an awful story. Whist man, had you gob, I'll tell you about the worm.
About the worm.
This is about Pinchot Monument.
Oh, okay, that was it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah,
I was just
cool.
Like, wait, where did the monument come into the song?
That's but what I meant is in, I feel like there are definitely more accents or dialects in the UK. I mean,
just historically, it makes sense. Yeah.
So they're weird. Like you can, it sounds like English. It just is weird.
Yeah, you can like, for example, one of those sentences, like, I'll tell you all an awful story.
Yeah.
Sounds completely like normal English to me. Uh-huh. I can totally understand that without struggling. But then the rest of it was like, wait.
What? Yeah. That's cool. Thanks for sending that.
Thank you so much. And she is so lovely.
Yeah, she sounds so sweet.
Thank you so much, Doris. That was really, really sweet of you to sing that for us. Okay, next up we have Daryl.
Hi, Josh and Faye Lee. I love your podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Daryl, and I thought maybe you might want to try and figure out where where I'm from. To get to my house from the airport, you need to take the 405 to the 101. It's about 45 minutes.
Okay.
So the reason why that might cue you in is that...
So I feel like most people... I'm guessing he's from... So at first, I thought he was from the East Coast.
Yeah.
But when he talks about highways like that or the freeway or whatever you want to call it, it makes me think more West Coast actually.
Okay. Why?
Cause I feel like I don't know the highway system in LA, mm-hmm. but I feel like for whatever reason, they always talk that way.
Okay. I wouldn't have known that,
but that's just my feeling.
Yet again, to me, he sounds like, he speaks a pretty general American mm-hmm. accent.
I'm told that, only people from Los Angeles talk about highways with the.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
And also people in Los Angeles use time rather than distance. to.
That's the same in most of the U.S. I feel like that you refer to distances in like, oh, how far away is it?
I feel like every part of the U.S. claims that they're the only ones that do that.
But no, that was interesting, Josh. I wouldn't have picked up on that with the highways, but let's keep listening.
Talk about how far away something is. Well, thanks very much. And I love your podcast. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I want to listen again because he said like a very, the 101.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I feel like he has a very radio voice.
Mm-hmm. And you think that that's people in LA?
No, I don't know. It just sounds that way.
Podcast. I'm Daryl, and I thought maybe you might want to try and figure out where I'm from.
He could easily work for NPR.
To get to my house from the airport, you need to take the 405 to the 101. It's about 45 minutes.
And in Ohio, people would probably say you're going to have to take 75.
Yeah, you take 75 to 275, for example.
Yeah, you don't say the. Uh-huh. Which would also kind of be a German thing to always like use the article with something like that. You're going to have to go onto the A8 to go from Munich to Salzburg.
Exactly.
All right. And this is going to be the last one for today. Mm-hmm. But as we promised, we're probably going to just keep this a regular series. Every time we're together in person, we're just going to.
So you can basically expect it twice a year.
Yeah. But yeah, probably. And the last one is going to be Samuel or Samuel.
Hi, my name is Sam. How are they? I hope not they well. The thing where I want to talk be say, make gonna take care or make this sickness where they everywhere, make it no catch you now. I beg, make gonna take care, make the thing no catch you now. Because if you catch you now, while I do, okay, bye bye you. What it means is I just greeted you guys.
So
I didn't understand anything pretty much.
Yeah, I think it was really hard. I'm so it sounds African.
Yeah.
What I'm guessing is it's some sort of African pigeon, pigeon English, which is like a mixture of English with a native language.
Okay.
And I'm guessing he's from Nigeria, but I could be completely wrong.
Okay. Should we listen again? No, right?
I think we can just let it.
Pretty. I
really wouldn't pick up
anymore.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a pigeon, which if you don't speak the pigeon, it's really hard to understand. Yeah. You can pick out some English words.
Yeah, I heard a couple words, but I was like, wait, and now what? I was completely lost.
I just greeted you guys, and I said you should take care because of the sickness that is all over the place, so that it doesn't catch you. And if it catches you, there's going to be a problem, and that you should take absolute care of yourself. I'm from Nigeria. Thank you.
There you go, Josh. You nail all of these. Congratulations to that.
Did I win?
You won. I don't know what you won, but you won. Yeah. No, thank you, Samuel, for sending that in. Sam, he introduced himself. Mm-hmm. I did not understand that at all.
That would be hard. I mean, it's a little unfair because I grew up with Nigerians. Okay. So I'm used to hearing their pidgin and also just their accents in English. So,
okay.
But yes, no, thank you. I like this episode, especially because I feel like we had more English and from other countries as well. So thank you everyone for sending your audio recordings in. And like you said, we want to make this a regular thing. So
exactly. So thank you for that. As I said in the beginning, you can send us an audio recording on anchor.fm/understandingtrainstation. I guess ideally do it on your phone, or I'm sure if you connect like a headset or just want to use your laptop microphone, you can also just do it on your computer. And you can just send us quick little snippets and kind of do it like the other people did, that you give us something to guess or just speak normally for a little bit, just tell us some random random story, and then give us a second to guess what you said, where it's from, and then in the end give us the solution. Thank you guys so much for sending all of these in. It's super cool to hear you too, because usually we don't really get to interact with you a whole lot, a little
especially
bit on YouTube sometimes
with the audio input too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, next episode of these is probably going to be out in a few months. It's going to be a while. But in the meantime, you can send us your recordings and then we can guess them next time we're together in person. For now, thank you so much for listening or watching.
Hope you enjoyed playing along.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the good thing too. You can always try and guess yourself. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. You can also leave us a comment down below. If you're listening on an audio platform, don't forget to subscribe on there or follow, depending on where you're listening to. Give us a review. And of course, you can also find us on Instagram @understandingtrainstation. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/understandingtrainstation. Understanding Train Station. You can support us there. You get to chat with us like once a month on a Google Hangout session. And then you can also support us via buymeacoffee.com/UTS podcast. Or if you want to send us an email, you can do so at understandingtrainstation@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I'm just so used to saying that.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for watching.
Thanks for participating, too.
Yes. Yeah. It's so cool. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. And I think this is going to be the last episode that we're recording here in Germany.
Person, yeah.
And then the next one is going to be a remote again.
Back to our rooms.
Oh, well. A bunch of like delays and talking over each other and stuff like that. But
used to it, though. So.
Yeah. I guess everyone's used to it by now. All right. Thank you guys so much. And we will be back in 2 weeks on Thursday.
Talk to you then.
Tschüss.